Okay.
Hi, David. This is John. How's it going?
Good.
Well, that's good to hear. So, actually, when I was speaking with Lulu right now, she mentioned some really good things about you. So, tell me a little bit about the business and what this ramp up here looks like.
Well, so I've been I've done pretty good the past 2 years. Last year I made about $500,000. This year I made about $500,000. Bad enough to buy telehandler, 350 trucks and trailers. So now I got a really good setup for roofing. I've got the right mindset for it.
Nice. And we're talking about the Sioux Falls, South Dakota area?
Oh, I made all that out here in Edgerton, just in a small town.
Okay.
But I'd be looking to travel in between here and service Sioux Falls too, you know what I mean? Because
okay.
I'm licensed over in Sioux Falls.
Okay, and I did get some notes here. You mentioned Brandon as well as an area for you, right?
Yeah.
And then you said your home base is the northeast area, Edgerton, right?
Yep.
So basically southwest of you is some of your target area, right? Like not really looking to go northeast to like Curry or the lakes,
right,
or anything like that?
No.
Okay. All right. So definitely can help with that. So in terms of branching out from your local area in Edgerton, what efforts have you taken?
It's all been a bunch of freaking scammers. And also just word of mouth.
A bunch of what? And then word of mouth?
I said freaking scammers because they piss you off. Anyway, pretty much, not to be racist, but just Indian people.
Oh, you're,
pretty much.
You're not being racist. You're just trying to identify who you spoke to. I understand.
Yeah, pretty much every person I've ever spoke to is Indian, and pretty much they all just pretty scam me out of my money.
Well, my name is John. My last name is Kyle. I have multiple first names, and I'm based out of Southern California. So, you know, if I have some Native American blood, maybe that falls in that category. But I do understand what you're saying. It's it's hard to trust people that you can't really put a face to the name or like a location to the business, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, did you, so just to do my best to kind of iron that out, again, our company is a local splash based out of Fountain Valley, California. Been in business 19 years and are a Google Premier channel partner, which basically means that when it comes to advertising yourself online, we're one of the few go-tos in the nation. Okay. We do a lot of advertising with them on behalf of our clients. And so when it comes to our premier placements, such as map listings, you know, anything else like search engine optimization, first page placement. Again, we're one of the small handful of people that can be relied upon to execute for their clients over and over again. Okay.
Okay.
Now, what Lulu did hopefully go over with you as well is we do provide an exclusive service to our clients, meaning the moment that we enter in business, and you said it's for roofing specifically, right? That's your main focus?
Yes.
Okay. So the moment we enter into a roofing agreement with anyone in your area, and it's usually within a 20 or 30 mile radius, we close out that area, means that we're not going to feed your competitors and feed you at the same time, because we do not believe in cannibalizing our own clients. Does that make sense why we would do that?
Yep.
Okay. So, you know, and again, that's what we do in a nutshell. Our job is to help you build your online presence, whether it's through, again, the organic slots with search engine optimization is what we prioritize. And then also we're going to get you on the map placement. We also work with Apple, Bing, Facebook, and Yelp to make sure that you're hitting all those major categories when someone's looking for roofing in your area. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So outside of the potential scams you've heard, have you ventured into anything else online in terms of marketing? Like, do you do Facebook ads, I see you have something with HomeAdvisor. Have you worked with them recently?
Yeah, I just got set up with them.
Okay. How are you feeling about that so far?
I don't know. I just started with them.
Okay. Okay, so it's very, very recent.
Yeah, just like yesterday or 2 days ago.
Okay, well, you know, I'm going to let your experience be your own. If you wanted my feedback, by all means, you can ask for it, but I think it's probably best that you just experience it on yourself. You know, that is the source of a lot of our clients, just so you know. And again, without getting into too much detail, if it doesn't work out for you, one of the main differences we provide is that our main source of your advertising investment is to get you on Google, on, you know, a platform like that, as opposed to you're not advertising
right
through a local splash platform, if that makes sense, right? With Angie's and HomeAdvisor, it's strictly on their platform. Okay.
And from what you can get me on the front page of Google in my area, what you're saying.
That's what we specialize in for almost the last 2 decades, correct?
Huh. Yeah, I mean, I've tried to do that, but it's not easy.
Well, hey, you may be an expert roofer, but I mean, not to say you don't have the brain power or anything like that, but yes, we've invested, you know, millions and millions in resources to kind of perfect this model, and you'd be surprised how much we invest with Google every year to make sure that when we ask them and we let them know what we need done, you know, they're prone to listen. Just to give you a general idea, the typical turnaround time is 3 to 4 months to get your map placement, let alone first page placement listings. Our turnaround time is now 30 to 45 days because, again, the type of pull we have as a premier partner.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is that too fast for you to start getting an ad up and running?
No.
Okay. All right. Last thing before I get into details about pricing is, have you ever advertised on Facebook?
No.
Okay. Are you totally against it, or do you want to hear more about why we do recommend it?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have your personal Facebook page, I imagine?
Yes.
Okay. So Facebook is pretty simple. Google is great when someone is actually looking for roofing, right? The moment that they're looking for a roofer, they type in information, roofer near me or roofing service near me, roofer pair near me, you know, all these different keyword models that our analytics team will help you devise. And you're going to pop up, right? Like that's the model that we perform for our clients. But Facebook, they get a little bit more, I don't want to say sneaky, but they get a little bit more creative with how they market. So with a Facebook ad, if you've ever been scrolling on Facebook, like in the evening or after you're done with work and you see an advertisement pop up that's somewhat related to something you might have been thinking about that week or searching for that week, have you ever noticed anything like
yep.
that? Okay.
Yeah.
So that's called retargeting ads. So what Facebook does is they use their back-end skills when they see what you're searching for online. And then when you're relaxing, maybe several hours later or maybe even a day or two later, they're going to send you an ad that's relevant to things that you've already looked for. So that way, say someone didn't find a roofer that first time they searched, then the next time they're just relaxing on Facebook, an ad from you pops up, and that's how retargeting tends to be really effective, actually, at securing customers. Because if you think about it, when they're looking at Facebook, they're in a more of a downtime situation. So they're not, like, stressed or overwhelmed with other things going on throughout their day. And that's why it opens up the door for them to give you a call. Make sense so far?
Yep, it does.
Okay. So what questions do you have for me before I go into pricing?
Oh. Well, so this would be something I just, where people type in, on Google, roofing contractors near me, and my name is going to be on there.
That's correct. So roofing contractors, let's say you want to advertise in Sioux Falls, right? So Sioux Falls may or may not fall in your category as far as being in your direct area. Google's algorithm, we can't say with 100% certainty that that's what's going to happen. But we can say, obviously, when you're talking about Edgerton or you get further, very close to your radius, then yes, of course, you're going to be visible there. So the next level, that's why we also talk about Facebook advertising. With Facebook advertising, you can target Sioux Falls directly and only run your Facebook ads in that particular region when someone's online, just so you know. But absolutely, our job is when you say roofing contractors in Edgerton or near me and they're around you, you're definitely going to get that first page placement. And from what I can see here, I actually don't see any in Edgerton showing up. So you might be one of the few, if not one of the only, because am I spelling Edgerton right? E-D-G-E-R-T-O-N? Did I lose you, David?
No. No, I'm here.
Okay, did I spell Edgerton correctly or no?
Yeah, no, you did.
Okay. So yeah, absolutely then, you know, this is going to make sure that you maximize your visibility, especially in your local area and then, you know, beyond assuming that you like the Facebook idea too. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'll be very frank. Again, I want to go over pricing just so that way you can understand how we earn our business for our clients. So we don't expect you to enter in a long-term contract. Angie, out of curiosity with Home Advisor, do they enter you into anything long-term or how do they set you up?
I think like a year, something like that.
Okay. So you're in a year contract with them and again, I really hope fully that it works out for you. So when it comes to what we're going to do here with the team for your Google and your Facebook ads, it is a monthly program. It is not designed for you to have a one-year contract. Our job is to earn your business each and every month, okay? So if you want to do the Facebook ads, it is a $49 difference, but if you're doing just the Google ad, Google first page placement, like what we talked about, the monthly cost is $199. And then if you want to do Facebook as well, we add in $100 of Facebook ads, but your costs only increase by $50. So it's $249 a month, including the Facebook advertising. Again, that's $100 a month of Facebook advertising or $199 a month for the Google first page placement by itself.
That's it.
And then, huh?
Is that it?
I mean, if you want, I can pretend that it's like four times as expensive, but I mean, no, that's not very fair to you considering all of our other clients.
Wow, that is...
get a, the
that
similar
seems
price.
Pretty affordable. That
well,
seems
that,
pretty
that's
affordable.
How,
affordable.
That's why we've been doing this so long. We're not trying to, you know, we're not trying to like bend your back or break your back with the payments here. So
mm-hmm.
Again, we accept any major credit card, Visa, MasterCard, Amex, Discover, whichever is easier for you. But again, before we get into that, out of the first two options, again, $199 or $249 with the Facebook, which of those two you think would be more sensible for you? Based on what I did.
$249.
Okay. All right. And do you have your own website?
Yep, I do.
Oh, you do? Okay. What's the website domain?
It's been so long. Let me look. I type in platinumpeaksinc.com.
Okay, great. So, and how do you feel about this site? Are you completely happy with it and you want to just leave it like this? Or do you want us to start with one from scratch from you? Or how do you want us to work? Because we can definitely help you with the website. But if you like everything you have there, I'm not going to, you know, worry about it.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to leave it alone for now. When I can start making some more money, then I would probably take you up on that.
Okay, just so you know, so you're aware, if you wanted us to recreate a website for you, even using the same domain or something like that, the difference in cost is a one-time fee of $299, just so you know. So instead of $249 today, it would be $548 today, but then $249 moving forward.
So redo the website?
We can start from scratch if you want. We can use your domain and redo it if that's better for you. But yes, whatever makes most sense for you. We wouldn't manage it as is, right? We would redo it from scratch, to be fair. And we'd use the contents that you have to make several similarities, of course. But so the main difference with our websites is, I mean, do you want to see an example of it? Can you receive text messages on your phone that I'm speaking to you on?
I think I'm going to pass on the website right now.
Okay, no worries. That's fine. So, again, obviously, if you ever change your mind on that, just let us know. But so then for today, it would just be the $249. And as I mentioned, we can take any major card.
Yeah. Let me get to. I got my construction card right here. I'd like to do that. Facebook and my other one.
Okay. And do you have your own Facebook business site?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I'll just need you to text me the URL of that when we're wrapping up here, but whenever you're ready, I'm ready for your card information.
4179-1100-0920-5901.
An expiration?
0627.
And the three-digit code on the back?
449.
Okay. So, again, bear with me. We're going to take about 10 more minutes just to go through a couple of things to get my research team started. Okay? So let me just go ahead and start. I'm going to just fill out the rest of the form here. David, your last name?
Moss, M-O-S-S.
And a good email address for you?
DavidMossRoofing@gmail.com.
And I have a cell phone, 605-496-5636, correct?
Yep.
All right, Central Time. Okay, and then Platinum Peaks, Inc., what is the business address you want on your Google profile?
Um, 851 Second Avenue West, Edgerton, Minnesota.
To the 851 Second Ave West, right?
Yep.
Oh, there we go. I didn't realize Edgerton was crossing state lines. I assumed because it's so close to Sioux Falls that it's part of the Dakotas.
Yeah, I know. Sucks.
And then, again, the business website, PlatinumPeaksInc.com is what we'll be using, right?
Yep.
All right, almost done here. Okay. Everything's updated there. All right. So last few things, again, to get my research team started. Now, with the card you're using, it's also in the name of David Moss.
No. Oh, okay. It's actually David Moss Construction.
Does it have your name on it as well, or is it just the business name on it?
Just the business name.
Okay. And then in terms of this account, Do you want anyone else to be able to call in and make any changes or anything like that for marketing?
Yeah.
So who else do you want to give authorized access to help you out with this?
Oh, that? No. No, just me.
Okay. Just you. Okay. All right. And then for your security, just so you know that there's a – when you start increasing your visibility, sometimes you're going to start increasing your visibility to also other vendors or people looking to sell you things. So I just want to be clear on that. Now, one thing that we do is we set up a security question for you. So that way, in the event someone is claiming to be Local Splash or your SEO provider or something like that, the person who helps you with Google, you'll have a security question to verify that they're with Local Splash. To be fair, we're always going to call from the same exact phone number, but and I'll give that to you shortly, but I just wanted to be sure that you have that set up. So the three different security questions we use is your mother's maiden name, your first pet's name, or the city you were born in. Which one do you prefer?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, and what is the answer you want to provide for that question?
Koiker, K-O-O-I-K-E-R.
All right, Koiker, K-O-O-I-K-E-R. I'm sure that'll be hard for someone to try to copycat, so that's good. Okay, phone number I have on file for you, 605-496-5636. That's the best number for you as well as a business account, right?
Yep.
Okay. English, of course, doesn't want to worry about too many issues beyond that. And then outside of roofing, any other services you want to start to help help my team out with generating keywords? Anything else you want us to indicate here?
No, if just roofing.
So roofing contractor, roof repair.
Oh, I do everything. I do everything with shingle roofing.
Shingle roofing. Okay. Again, I was just typing in some of the keyword options in that category.
Metal roof.
Good thing
I do metal
with
roof.
You do metal too?
Yep.
Okay. Great. All right. And again, a few more items here. Are you currently using any other SEO provider? I know you said Angie's, but anyone else that is going to help you directly with Google or Google placement?
No. Nope.
Okay. And then we have availability. It's a client interview call. Basically, it's just to be fair to you, this does require your time to invest to make sure you get us started on the right track. So, you know, I want to make sure that you're aware marketing is something that we're going to take on as a full-time job on your behalf. We will need your input from time to time. So we have times available later on today and then anytime tomorrow. It's about 30 minutes to go through some more in-depth pre-marketing questions with my research team. So first time slot available is from 1 to 2 p.m. And then after that, I have another slot available from 5 to 6 p.m. Will either of those work for you?
Yeah.
Which time do you want to do?
So the first one.
1 to 2. Okay. All right. Give me 1 second here. Okay, I'll send you an invite to that shortly. Now the, let's see, we said. Okay, and then you're also going to get an email that's going to walk you through a few pictures that you'll need to provide to set up your Google business profile. So just keep an eye out for that. Once I charge your card, then you'll see an email coming to you shortly, okay?
Yeah.
Do you have full licensing and insurance?
Yes.
Okay. And then you'll be able to provide your Facebook business profile page, or do you want me to send you a text and then you can reply with it? That'd be easy.
I can get that to you.
Okay. So I'm just sending you a text message right now. It has my contact information. And then it's coming from 877-635-6225. That same number that my text is coming from, anytime we send you a message or a correspondence or give you a call, it will come from that same number. So that'll give you an opportunity to just to save my number into your phone as Local Splash, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then once you provide the URL, I'll go ahead and get that uploaded here. No need for us to do any website work.
The URL of the Facebook?
Say it again?
The URL of the Facebook?
Correct, correct. If you copy the entire URL from the search bar.
Where is the URL found?
So when you open up your Facebook page, if you like double click or triple click that kind of search bar, that's usually at the top of your phone if that's what you're looking at. Do you see that there, or are you on your Facebook app?
I'm on the app.
Okay. I actually not really sure which way you're going to pull it up that way, but you might be able to share the URL if you just click on the share button, and I think that's another way you can send it over. But even if you don't share it this instant, as long as you do it in the next couple of days, we're fine, okay?
Okay.
For target areas, I have Brandon, South Dakota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Edgerton, Minnesota. Anything else you want me to put in your target areas?
Yeah, let's do Jasper, Minnesota. Brandon, you have that. Sioux Falls, Hills, Minnesota. Garrett's in South Dakota. Pipestone, Minnesota. Yeah, that's it.
All right, let me just try to get all this going here.
Yeah, I appreciate your professionalism and you telling me all about this. I need to get going because my mom needs some help here. Do you think when I talk with the guy on the phone, we can figure everything out from there?
Yeah, we're basically done. Do you mind giving me about another 2 minutes? Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay. Last two things. So I didn't get all the cities. That's okay. We can iron that out on your future call. What is your hours of operation you want to post online?
That will be 6 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
Okay. Great. And then we're done with the questionnaire. I have one last, it's a quality assurance script. So I'm just going to go through that with you and then we'll be done for the call. Okay. So it's going to be about another minute and a half. And just whenever you're ready, just let me know. Are you ready for the voice verification
yep.
script? Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right, David. So if you have any questions, just tell me to stop and, you know, I'll make sure to address it. So we'll start from here. All right, David, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of the order, please state the name of your business.
Platinum Peaks, Inc.
Okay. And please state your name and title within the business.
David Moss, CEO.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, to get results as fast as possible, David, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash, which is why we provide you with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash when we call from our 877-635-6225 customer service number?
Yes.
Okay. Well, please make sure to save this number as Local Splash under your contacts. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, March 7, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the seventh day of the month in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just make sure you speak to our live representative. Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, should you choose to discontinue, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, David, everything is good to go. I appreciate you taking the time with me today. Again, enjoy the rest of your day, and we will get your call scheduled for that time slot in a couple hours. We did mention from 1 to 2 today, okay?
All right, thank you.
Hey, thanks so much. Have a great one.
You too.
Bye-bye.